Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
One's won rings. One just wants all the smoke. Back to Derek and Decker on 97.1 The Fan.
Welcome back, 97.1 The Fan, LA, Derek and Decker, with a little Soundgarden right out the gate, Raj.
Great bass line, too.
Oh, some good stuff right there. D-Fish, huge Soundgarden fan. We all know that. These are just facts. D-Fish, what was your favorite of the grunge era?
I used to have pretty good hair. But
Me too.
I don't think it was ever good enough to get into the grunge era, because I feel like I couldn't really...
I couldn't grow it that well either.
Get into the, because there was nothing moving up there.
No, same.
I missed it.
I had very wavy and thick hair. I know it doesn't look like it now, but I had very wavy and thick hair. I couldn't grow it that long and like throw it around all over the place. I didn't have that kind of salad. Guys, here on the show, we already told you we're going to preview the Dodgers and Brewers this weekend. And you know what? We're going to do that because we are good broadcast professionals. And it is a hell of a series. But before we get to the actual breaking down of the series, there's something I want to say that's really funny to me. How many times are we going to let the Brewers do this one thing, D-Fish? And I'm going to phrase it a different way. How many times is the same thing going to happen to us over and over and over again where we go like, man, can't believe it's happening? Let me take you back and explain what I'm saying. The Brewers are in first place in the National League Central, like they always are, every single year. And every year, we say the same thing. Brewers, how are they doing it? They do it every year. They do it every year because they develop incredibly well. Because Matt Arnold, their GM, is very, very, very good at what he does. Because Pat Murphy, and trust me, their manager Pat Murphy, two-time manager of the year, who was my manager in AAA for 3 years and my big league manager, is really good at what he does. He's a master manipulator. He knows how to take young, dumb guys and make them do incredible things. I know that because I was one of the young, dumb guys that he made do incredible things. This is true. I mentioned earlier this week, I won an award over Mike Trout, and MVP award over Mike Trout. Pat Murphy made me, Cody Decker, believe that I was better than Mike Trout. I'm not better than Mike Trout. And at no point, with the exception of those 3 months, was I better than Mike Trout. Can't stress this enough.
He was like 12 years younger than you.
He was also 12 years younger than me when I won that award
over
him. You
were like the big kid.
That doesn't matter. What matters is I have hardware that he does not have. For 3 months, I was the best player alive.
Okay, all right, continue.
God. Guy's got five rings, just throwing it all over me.
Continue.
But Pat Murphy made me believe that I was the best. I knew I wasn't the best, but he's that good at convincing guys of this. Pat Murphy's got this team running on all cylinders, like always. Every single year. Was there a team like that, that every year they're like, God, these guys are, why are these guys good again? Was it the Kings during your run, how they just kind of kept coming back? Never got over the hump of you guys, but they were always there.
No, it wasn't the Kings. No,
who was it?
We already had that rivalry conversation. To me, the San Antonio Spurs probably are representative of this. Not the Brewers haven't won.
They haven't.
Pennants and World Series titles at the level that the Spurs did, but the consistency and the sustainability of their success and how they developed and their habits and that, like, the Spurs come to mind. But then I would argue also the Oklahoma City Thunder come to mind. Right, where one title, but I mean, literally now probably 15 or 16 kind of straight years, even though there were a couple, you know, down years here or there. But like the sustainability, the player performance and player development programs, you know, Sam Presti as a leader in the front office, it, Billy Donovan as a coach, Mark Daigneault as a coach, like they've really just built it in a really solid way. So that sounds like Pat Murphy, you know, and the Brewers in terms of how they go about their business.
Yeah, and they go about their business very well. They're in a division that is often winnable, although this year the NL Central, the entire NL Central, and this is not an NL Central thing, they're all over 500. The entire division. From the Reds in last place, they're two games over 500. You got the Pirates tied with them, two games over 500. You got the St. Louis Cardinals. They got 28 wins. They would be in first place right now in two different divisions, but they're in third in their own division. Then you got the Cubs, who are off to a very good start with 29 wins, and the Brewers, who are also there with 29 wins. The Dodgers, they got Justin Robleski throwing today. He's 6-1 with a 2.49 ERA, going against Logan Henderson, 1-1, 3.5 ERA. Tomorrow, we got ourselves Roky Sasaki, coming off of a really, really positive performance off of him against the Angels. Now, I get it. Our first thought is, well, it's against the Angels. Well, dude, you got to start somewhere. And as much as I know we like to make fun of the Angels and what they are right now as an organization, that's still a Major League Baseball team. Those guys get paid, too.
Yeah, it's you know, when you're – think about when you're a kid, you're riding a bike. You know, if your parents loved you, they started you with training wheels first, so you didn't die trying to learn how to ride your bike. So the, you know, training wheels, you know, come first. But then once those training wheels come off, like, you've learned how to ride the bike in a way that the training wheels could have come off a long time ago, but you've learned at least how to ride. And so that's sometimes how it works in sports, right? It's the opponent is not really always the determining factor on how successful you are. Oftentimes the opponent is just the training wheels, but once you remove those training wheels,
absolutely,
you have the skills and the habits necessary to ride.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
The bike really, really well. So what we're hoping, and all of that being said, is that Sasaki, the training wheels will be off.
That's right.
Right? If you look at it as the Angels were the Angels.
Yes.
But he's hopefully learned a little bit more of how to ride the bike without the training wheels, and that confidence to ride the bike will be there.
You heard it here. D. Fish has said it. The Angels are the training wheels of Major League Baseball. That's a great analysis, D. Fish.
I did not say that.
It's on tape.
Did not say
that. No, I heard it. I might have paraphrased, but I feel good about it. I just made it tighter.
I was trying to, you know, I like to do things that way to help people that may or may not know the sport or know certain things understand it, but I did not say the Angels are the training
wheels. All right, I'll say it.
They
got 17 wins.
Major League Baseball team.
I'll say it. Angels, you're the training wheels of Major League Baseball. I'll say it. Real quick, I want to get a big thank you to a few of our early fan partners like Next Gen and DraftKings. We appreciate your support. Listen, going more on this series coming forward between the Brewers and the Dodgers, I mean, what I think this actual series is going to come down to, because these are two spectacular teams offensively. Dodgers have the Brewers beat on the long ball segment. Dodgers are fourth in Major League Baseball in home runs. You got the Brewers, who are dead last in home runs. But the Brewers happen to be one of the most efficient teams with runners in scoring position. When they score, when they get eight hits in a game, they are a very staggering 20-6 this season. So watch that eight hit mark for the Brewers today against the Los Angeles Dodgers. But also, more importantly, I think this is going to really come down to bullpens. These are two very solid bullpens if you're really breaking them down. Dodgers got a slightly better bullpen of the 3.03. That is first in National League Baseball. That is the best bullpen in the game. Against, of course, the Brewers with a 3-4, which is top 10 in Major League Baseball. But I this is going to be a very interesting series. And also, I think it's an important series to watch because this is a series we might be looking at in October, D-Fish.
The Brewers are a good team. I'm checking out the roster. I was trying to make sure Christian Yelich was still locked in over there and some of the guys they have in Milwaukee. It's going to be an interesting series just because it's May, and you know, while we don't necessarily think of it as, you know, it's not playoffs baseball, but you just saw that series between the Dodgers and the Padres where it starts to feel like playoff baseball when, you know, two teams that are really good, two teams with big talent, that good pitching, good hitting, and then you get some of those games that, like, it can still get your attention like it's the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And so we're hoping that, especially over the weekend, you know, that this can be a good entertaining series. And again, we'll see if Sasaki. I think that's probably the most important piece of this
Saturday
series.
Oh, Saturday's going to be huge.
It's Saturday's game.
Especially right now with the injuries on the pitching staff, the Dodgers. Listen, the Dodgers pitching staff has got some injuries. Tyler Glasnow being out of there. This is going to be big. Roki Sasaki's success is going to be very big to the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Yeah, that to me, that probably, you know, sometimes during the course of a long regular season, it's not so much just wins or losses. It's like it's what's happening in these little short segments mm-hmm. that you can build on going forward. And Sasaki's performance, I think, on Saturday is not the end of the world
not
or the greatest thing in the world, but it's just one of those things to really watch in this series.
You know what I really just want to see out of him? I just want to see a quality start. Give me 5-6 innings. If you give up 2-3 runs, quality start would be fantastic. By the way, Dodgers missing out on Miz and Brandon Woodruff, who is also on the IL. We're going to take a quick little break. Coming up, we're going to get over to the W and also potentially some breaking news in the NBA as well. We're going to be discussing that and so much more right here on Derek and Decker, 97.1 The Fan LA.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.